Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, All Things Were Created by Him and for Him, Already in Progress.
And there was a very well-known pastor on there, and he was asked a question. Where did Satan and his host of demons come from? And he said, we don't know. That's what he said. I thought, my gosh, I know. It's written in the Word. I thought, wow, what do you mean you don't know? You know, I'm over there tapping on the TV screen. Hey, listen to me. I know where that beast comes from. I can show you in Colossians chapter 1. I can show you exactly where he come from. Let's go to verse 15 and 16. Who is the image of the invisible Son, or invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by Him, Jesus, was all things created. How many?
All.
For by Him were all things created that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by Him and for Him. So where did the devil come from? God made him. What do you think He made the devil for? What do you think? I mean, you know, I used to ask that question. You know, I mean, as I was studying this, I'm thinking, God, if You are so powerful, and I believe You are, and don't we all believe God is all powerful? He created the heavens and the earth. He spoke and the worlds came into existence. Don't we believe that?
Yes.
So if He created everything, and then Satan and his demons is on the earth, and there are these invisible beings, dominions, thrones, and powers, He made them. Why did He make them? I thought, if you don't like them, God, why don't You just speak and let them just vaporize? That's kind of like how dumb I was when I was looking at Him on the cross. Whenever they said, if you're really the Son of God, come down and we'll believe you. And I was sitting there saying, yes, God, just show them. See, I didn't have a clue what was going on. Because if He had, where would I be today?
In hell.
I'd be in hell. You would be in hell. Because there was nobody to pay the price for your sin. And you couldn't pay it. Guarantee you couldn't pay it. There ain't no way you could ever be good enough to pay the price for your sin or my sin. But He did it, and He stayed on that cross because He loved you and me. And praise God, He did it, and He gave us all this power and authority. I just stand in awe when I look at that scripture that He says that, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature, for by Him were all things created. I mean, and then He goes in to list them, what they are. What are in heaven? And what are in earth, both visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers or things, that all things were created by Him and for Him. So if God created Satan, and He obviously wants him here on this earth, it's for His glory. What does He use Satan for? So when you start to sin, He sends one of His little demons, He reaches over and pulls out one of them little fiery darts, and choo. Do you see where I'm coming from? What gives the devil legal right to attack you, but it can't hit Mary right there beside you?
Sin.
Sin, that's exactly right. She's walking obedience to God's Word. You sin. That battle is raging, just like Psalm 91 says, and them fiery darts are being shot all over the place, and only those that sin get hit. Is that right? That's right. So if Mary's not sinning, she don't have to worry. You walk right through the day and you can't get hit by one of them arrows, Mary. Isn't that wonderful? He promises us that. But what if we don't know that? What if we don't understand this battle? What if Mary gets all upset with somebody? She gets into unforgiveness or bitterness towards someone at work. So you didn't like the way somebody did something, so she just don't like them. And then all of a sudden, all kinds of bad things starts happening to her. She starts coming down with sickness and disease, which she never had before. So guess what we do? We go to the doctor. Instead of going to God and say, Lord, I repent. Now, then since she has to use her husband, he has to kick out that devil after she repents. He kicks out that devil, she gets well. That's the way it works. Isn't that a wonderful thing to learn?
When we're judged, we're chastened of the Lord.
Amen.
We know that.
Amen.
We shall not be condemned
with the world. That's absolutely right. And so if we don't know these things, you will be condemned with the world. If you don't know. If you don't know that you can take a three-year-old and let them touch you on the hip and pray and just say, be healed in Jesus' name, and it can happen. You can be sick a long time. You know that? Isn't God awesome?
He also created the heresies.
He what, Jack?
He created heresy.
Absolutely.
There must be heresies among you.
Yes.
So that those that are approved will be made known among you.
Yes. Praise God. He created everything, didn't he?
So he's working on that.
Yeah. He created everything. So who made the devil?
God did.
God did. And what did he make him for? In other words, if James over here sins, God, or he gets into unforgiveness towards someone, God sends a demon to torment you or one of your babies.
Yep.
Boy, that's not fun, is it?
No.
Yeah, we don't like that, do we? But he does that. And so when a man and a woman learns that when they sin, it can make their baby sick, it makes it a whole lot easier to get along with each other.
Yes, it does.
A whole lot easier. You can think, I ain't going there, Lord. I'm going to walk in love. I don't care what this girl does to me. I'm going to love her. In fact, I'll even tell his name. I was watching Cleflo Dollar the other day, and he was in there talking about these very similar things. And he says, you know, when I feel like I need to just punch you out, he said, when I get that mad at you, that's when I'm going to love you. He said, because I know that if I punch you out, I'm going to give the devil legal right to me. And he said, I ain't going to do that. I thought, wow, he's getting a hold of it. That boy's learning. He's learning. I thought, wow, glory to God. And he's a good teacher of the word now, and he's really getting a hold of some of this stuff. And he's just learning. He's just really learning. But you need to walk in obedience to God's word. So God definitely made the devil. He made his demons. And he told us right here in Colossians chapter 1, verse 15 and 16, that he made everything that's made. Did he not? Let's go to verse 17 and then. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, which is the beginning, the firstborn, from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. So who's in charge of everything?
God
is. I mean, he's in charge. He is sovereign. He's in charge of everything. I mean, everything. Let's go to the next verse. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, and have he made peace through the blood of his cross, by him he reconciled all things unto himself, by him, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. So when you think about who is running the show, and I'll tell you something I said the other day over at Sid Roth when we were over there in North Carolina. We were having dinner there that evening before we made the show the next day, and Sid said, Thurman, I don't know how you stood it. I don't know how you bore it when you lost your wife, your daughter, and nearly your grandbaby all at the same time. I said, well, Sid, it's no problem bearing that. He said, what do you mean? I said, well, you got to learn that God is in charge. I said, he killed my wife and daughter. Oh, my goodness. He jumped up in there and said, Thurman, don't you promise me you will never make that statement on the air with my... Don't never say God killed your wife and your daughter. I said, but he's sovereign. He's in charge. I mean, is he?
Yeah.
I mean, does people say, you know, God... In fact, this one young lady we were talking to the other night, she says, you're trying to tell me that God makes me sick? I wrote back and said, yes, ma'am, he's in charge. You have some kind of a sin in your life. She said, well, how about Romans 8? It says, there is therefore now no condemnation. And that's all she wrote. I wrote back and told her, I said, ma'am, you need to read at least the first four verses, and then you'll get the picture. And the next day she emailed us back and she said, "You're right. The Lord showed me my sin. I've repented and I got healed." Isn't that amazing? So she said, "Wow, I've learned a great principle here." Isn't that awesome? It's amazing what God has put in this book and how He sold us to walk in obedience to His word and do what He says. And then if you don't do what He says, He knows how to send one of those demons to pull a fiery dart out, doesn't He, Jack? That's kind of scary, isn't it? Wow. But you know, the thing about it is, we don't read the Bible with an open mind. We read it trying to confirm or to believe, make it say what we think it's saying. But that scripture right there, that'll blow anybody's mind, that if they'll just read that openly. You know, "I am the Lord. I do all these things." Just like Deuteronomy 32:39. The very first word He says, "I kill, I make alive, I wound and I heal. I, the Lord, do all these things. No man can deliver you out of my hand." I don't want to be in His hands, you know, if He's fixing to discipline me. I'd rather judge myself and say, "Okay, Lord, I'm sorry. I'll walk in obedience to Your word." I like that. Praise the Lord. Okay, so let's stop right here, and we're going to start over there in Colossians next week. We'll go from there. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank You and praise You for this beautiful day and for the rain. And Lord, thank You for giving us the revelation, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that You have. And then use each one of us mightily this week as we go forth to do things for Your kingdom. We thank You for blessing us, using us mightily, and doing great things. And Lord, send us out there, inspire us to get people saved, healed, and delivered. And may You use each one of us mightily this week as we go. And Lord, I just give You praise and glory and honor that You did make everything, and You made them all for Your purpose and Your benefit, and that as long as I walk in obedience to Your word, I don't have to worry about the devil. He cannot touch me. And Lord, I thank You for that. I realize You're in charge of the devil, and he can't do nothing until You tell him. And You will never send him against me as long as I walk in obedience to Your word. So Lord, I thank You and praise You for being our God. Amen.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, "All Things Were Created by Him and for Him," or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.